Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. And of course, we are an oral health company. And this weekend's show is our New Year's resolution show on how to have a resolution for better oral health. But before I introduce my guest, the world famous Dr. Shannon Mills, who's been with us for several years here in Concord, I just want to give an update on where we are with the public exchanges, healthcare.gov, and the Affordable Care Act. As many of you know, those of you that follow this show, we've been handling the public exchange pretty well. There's actually now close to 1,000 residents that have been able to navigate the public exchange with our dental products that are on the public exchange, healthcare.gov. But we also have a more facile private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, where literally thousands of citizens of New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont have been able to more easily navigate and purchase a dental program that was based on market research. We did a ton of market research to make sure we knew what a young family might want, what an older adult or retiree might want. So if you go on to DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, if your employer does not have dental insurance, you can find a program that's price competitive and will fit your budget and will be tailored to you. On the book front, there are no do-overs. The one that I co-authored with former colleague Barbara McLaughlin and basketball famous Hall of Famer Dave Cowan. Sales are going well. You can purchase that on the website bigredfactor.com as well as amazon.com. And I know a lot of people have called me about it, and they've said what's very interesting about it is I didn't realize how much success in sports also can be applied to business. It's a relatively short book. We also did that based on market research. You know, we understood that people only like to read about 120 pages, and each chapter ends with a big red factor principle, which summarizes the chapter. So even if you don't have time for 120 pages, you really, if you can read 10 pages, big red factors, you will find the secret to the success of Northeast Delta Dental. So as I mentioned, with me is the nationally acclaimed, fresh back from Florida, Dr. Shannon Mills. And again, in the spirit of transparency, Shannon has been with us for several years at Northeast Delta Dental. We were lucky to land him. He's a dentist. He just came back from a conference in Florida. And so maybe, Shannon, since you are tanned and are paling a little bit, I want you to explain to the listening audience that you actually worked at that conference and made a presentation. And it is a conference on OSAP, so maybe explain what OSAP is and kind of what your area of interest is in that. So go ahead, Shannon.
Well, before I joined Northeast Delta Dental and in my career in the Air Force, I was heavily involved in dental infection control and safety. And while in the Air Force, started a course for dental officers in the Air Force and the other federal services on the subject. And it's now morphed into we've actually privatized it. And it's now a course that any dentist can attend. The group that we're talking about is the Organization for Safety, Asepsis, and Prevention, or OSAP. And any dentist who are listening.
That's a mouthful, Shannon.
It is.
It's hard to say asepsis. See, I can't say it.
it's true. I would agree with you.
That's why I just say OSAP.
It's OSAP. And dentists out there in the audience who might be listening may be familiar with the group. And I'll be going down and teaching a few courses. I'm teaching a course on basic review of microbiology, and I'm teaching one on pandemic preparedness, bioterrorism, and another one on basically guidelines and standards related to infection control and safety, which is a yawner, I've got to admit.
Well, and of course, my involvement with OSAP dates back many years because one of our former board members, Tom Tillotson from the North Country, had gotten me involved. And as you know, his company was involved because of the rubber glove component of infection control. And he was a good friend of the OSAP's executive director. So moving along, though, because I think more importantly, we want to get to the 10 New Year's resolutions for better oral health. Now, last weekend's show, we had Johnson Golden Harvest on, and that's, of course, better eating for 2014. It's so important. The older I get, the more I realize you are what you eat. And so Brian and Karen, and just as a reminder, they're right down near the Hooks at Toll Booth, Johnson Golden Harvest, that basically eating non-processed food is a much better way of living. And if you missed that show, you can go on to the Northeast Delta Dental website, anydelta.com, and look at the radio section, and you can click on the show, and Brian and Karen can explain that. So that show is about New Year's resolution for better eating, but today's show is on for better oral health. And, of course, there is obviously a connection in terms of better eating and oral health. So let's start with mydentalscore.com and other things, Shannon, that you've been involved with, and then we can just get through all these resolutions.
Hey, well, mydentalscore.com, as many of you, I'm sure, have heard, and many hope some of you have tried, is a risk assessment tool, personal risk assessment for oral health, and it's on our website. You go to www.anydelta.com, and on the patient page, right in the middle, with the little happy clay face smiles, is the mydentalscore.com link. And what this allows you to do is enter your information and get a score that gives you some information about your risk for tooth decay, for gum disease, and for oral cancer, things you need to be aware of. And in fact, Tom, my first resolution to our listeners is to resolve to understand your risk for oral disease and then take the steps necessary to stay healthy.
That's really deep, Shannon. That's like that adage, I first seek to understand before I react. So that's good. Now, as you know, you and I have a lot of beautiful and nice participating dentist friends, so I don't want anybody overreacting. So when I print out mydentalscore.com, if I go through that, we're not taking the place, you know, of the dentist or of the hygienist. It's just it's a data point, a set of data points for the hygienist and dentist to look at. So could you clarify that for
us? Well, absolutely. The whole purpose of the tool is to get you to have an idea what issues might face you, and then discuss those with your oral health team, which is your dentist, your dental hygienist, and bring the scores with you to talk over what's going on with them. One of the things it does, it takes information that a lot of different bits of data and collects them, and it provides this score. We are used to having scores for our blood pressure. We're used to having scores for our cholesterol. This gives you something numerical to hang your hat on, and if your dentist wants to track this with you, they can. They can certainly get in touch with me, and we'll show them how to do that. And then they can help you understand, and as your oral health improves, if you have problems, you can actually measure that improvement using these scores. Your dentist can do a version of it that has more data points than the one you're able to do yourself, and we make that available to them. So, but the whole idea is that when you understand what your risks are, then you can self-manage your problems, and their dentist can help you with the care that they can provide, again, to help you be more healthy and prevent tooth decay, gum disease getting worse, or prevent you developing oral cancer.
Now, gum disease, that's one of those silent things. You know, you might be thinking, you know, you're fine, but you really are at risk for some sort of gum disease. So maybe you can talk about how mydentalscore.com can alert you to that or to your dentist to that, and then what you should do if you think that you may have an issue with your gums.
Well, that's one of the things that's really, we think the real value propositions of this tool is that gum disease, like diabetes and other things, sometimes comes on silently. So signs and symptoms may be there, but they may not together create in your mind the idea, wow, I have gum disease. So what this allows you to do is combine those factors to give you a picture, a numerical score that suggests you might be at greater risk. That's the information you want to talk about. Your dentist can do some things to measure the actual extent of gum disease that you might have, or look at risk factors that might make it more likely that you'll develop it. And once you know that, they can develop a strategy, and you can develop home self-management practices that will help, you know, slow the progression or prevent you from developing the more severe problems associated with it, which, by the way, can lead, among other things, to tooth loss or complicate some of your general health issues.
So let's talk about that. And by the way, my day is now complete, because if I don't hear the term or use the term value proposition once a day, I feel like as CEO I'm not doing my job. So thank you for using that. But let's talk about gum disease and how it may mean that you have more risk for problems such as diabetes, heart disease, and pregnancy.
Okay. Well, there's one thing that gum disease creates is inflammation. I think most of us have a general idea what that is. You know, it's when things are sore and red and sometimes puffy. You know, if you've got a splinter in your hand, you've got inflammation. If you've got muscle aches from overexercising, you've got inflammation. This produces inflammation too, which is more than just soreness and swelling. It's actually a whole biological process that's actually pretty complicated. And what we know is that raising the level of inflammation in the body can make it harder to manage diabetes, we believe. It can also make it increase your risk for heart disease, and it can also make it more likely that pregnant women will have problems. So being healthy at the outset is the most important, because it's not good evidence that once you've got these problems that treating it back actually makes it better. So the prevention is really, really critical.
Now, before the commercial break, in the 60 seconds we have, let's get one message out, and that is the importance of seeing your dentist and the kind of like almost the unreal statistic that almost one out of every four Delta Dental subscribers, that is people with a Delta Dental insurance card whose employers are paying for some or all of the dental insurance, aren't going to their dentist. So let's emphasize the importance of getting to the dentist at least once a year.
Well, absolutely. Now, you've heard for years, see your dentist twice a year. That's great. And I think it's a good idea. But, you know, we see people that aren't even seeing the dentist once a year. So the minimum, see your dentist at least once a year, because if they identify a problem that's early, a small cavity or a very shallow pocket or maybe chronic gingival inflammation, and they can manage that for you, they can keep it from turning into a big cavity, which turns into a big filling, which turns into a crown or a root canal or a tooth that has to be extracted because of gum disease. And even more importantly, perhaps dentists can identify early signs of oral cancer before they become a problem that I don't want to go into the morbid details, but as you can guess, that's not a really happy outcome.
And I think you did a nice job there of describing the progression of dental disease. Dr. Mills, once again, you're leaving us excited, but we're going to go commercial break. Tom Raffio will return from commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental. Returning from commercial break, Tom Raffio, and with me is Dr. Shannon Mills. On this January 11th and 12th, it's hard to believe that we're already 2 weeks into the new year. And last week's show was on a New Year's resolution, having to deal with eating healthy. And we had Johnson Golden Harvest on. And with me today, of course, is the world-acclaimed Dr. Shannon Mills, who will be talking about additional resolutions for better oral health. Now, when we left before commercial break, we were talking about the fact that almost one out of every four Northeast Delta Dental subscribers, that is people with dental insurance, did not see their dentist in 2013 and the importance of seeing your dentist. But let's talk briefly about the science of going once or twice a year. As you've mentioned at several shows, and by the way, it's great having you back, and some of your colleagues like Dr. Bob Urban have been on, and the last time he was on, he was talking about mouthguards, got a lot of really nice feedback. So really great that the radio has given me the forum to convey the importance of oral health. But in any event, that twice a year really was a toothpaste company invention, getting people to go twice a year, which is okay. But as you pointed out, you know, once for some people can be okay. So talk a little bit about the saliva study that's underway, as well as in general the science behind going to the dentist.
Well, as I think regular listeners know, we've been working with the University of Southern California on a research project related to looking at agents or in saliva that make it give people greater or lesser risk for tooth decay. And again, it's ongoing. It's going to take a number of years. They're starting a trial at a Midwestern university looking at a large number of kids. But the point behind that is that's another measure of risk. And again, risk is important. Not everybody, we're all individuals. Everybody's got different risk for disease. So there are people who eat a lot of sugar and don't brush regularly, but don't get cavities. That's hard to believe, but it's true. And then there's other people who do try, it seems, to do everything we ask them to and still get cavities. So that's because individual risk is in play. What that means, though, is that everybody once a year, twice a year is not the right answer for everybody. Some people once is enough, if more than enough, perhaps. Other people, seeing their dentist three or four times a year or even more can be necessary if that's what it takes to manage the disease process in play, tooth decay, gum disease. So that's the simple message. We're not all the same. Everybody's got a different pattern. Talk to your dentist. Talk to your hygienist. Talk to them about how often you really should be coming in based on your risk and your needs. We're all different.
And the bottom line is get there, though. Particularly, I mean, if you have Delta Dental coverage, you know, an exam, a cleaning in general is going to be covered. And one of our earlier shows, Shannon, we talked about some of the reasons why someone, even with dental insurance, may not go to the dentist. And of course, if you haven't been in a long time, and you from your childhood, you may have been fearful of going to the dentist, but it's long since changed. And it's actually, I know I find it literally pleasurable to go to the dentist now because of the way you're treated. So let's move to children. So if you have children, tell us Resolution 5, Shannon, what we should deal with in terms of dental sealants and what that all means.
Okay. Well, first of all, just to refresh you about dental sealants, what they are is a covering, a coating that's placed on the teeth in the grooves of the molars, first and second molars in kids, which come in at age 6 and 12, that basically keep the bacteria from getting inside and causing decay. And the science is very clear that they can reduce cavities by as much as 80%. Okay, we have vaccines that don't work that well that we give people. So it's really a very effective methodology. So talk to your dentist. If you've got kids under the, you know, that are in that age range, then ask them about sealants. And some of you may be getting sealants through school programs, but if you're not and you're a dentist, then make sure that you have that conversation with them. Go online, look up the information on sealants, and then have that discussion. Find out if that's right for your kids.
And can you spend about 30 seconds on the Concord Sealant Coalition? Because I know you've been heavily involved with that and the positive results that coalition has brought to the table.
Well, sure, I'm happy to, Tom. And by the way, Concord is not the only. We have a network of sealant of voluntary private sealant coalitions throughout the state of New Hampshire, all over the state, that are doing the same thing. But basically, we go into the schools. Kids that don't have access to regular dental care can get free sealants done. They can get cleanings. They can get fluoride treatments done in the schools. And it's been a tremendously effective program statewide. I think some of you may have read that, in fact, New Hampshire gets very high scores on children's oral health. And one of the reasons for that, in addition to the excellent work that our dentists, whether they're in our network or not, in New Hampshire are doing for folks. But in addition to that, the Sealant Coalitions help fill in some of the gaps. So I'm really proud to say that I've been working with them for a number of years. We have a great group of volunteers, dentists, dental hygiene folks that have making this work. And I'm really proud to be in New Hampshire where we're able to make this work.
Super. Now, if you have a child under the age of 3, when is the best time, when is the first time you should see your dentist?
Well, when a kid's got teeth, it's time to see the dentist. So when the first teeth erupt is really the ideal time. So at least before age 3, preferably 6 months to 1 year. But the reason for this is really important. There are kids out there. Remember, we talked about risk. There are kids out there that have higher risk. They have immune factors, or they have the wrong kind of bacteria. They have things going on in their mouth that make them more likely to get tooth decay. Well, when you got tooth decay in a kid under the age of 3 or even under the age of 4 or 5, and it gets bad, well, where do they end up? They have to go to the operating room to have that taken care of because they can't cooperate in the chair. Well, now we're talking about a couple of $100 worth of dentistry and thousands of dollars worth of hospital time, anesthesia time, and the child is actually put at serious risk by that. Anesthesia in a 3, 4, 5-year-old is not trivial. So
as great as the story has been in New Hampshire in terms of the various sealant coalitions, we still have situations of children showing up in an emergency room.
Yes, we do. And we have kids in the emergency room, and we have kids that end up going to the operating room and talking to the pediatric dentist. And if any of you are listening, you know I'm listening to what you tell me. You guys are in the operating room sometimes several times a week in hospitals here in New Hampshire, taking care of kids who've got tooth decay that's out of control.
Very good. That was very helpful, Shannon. Thank you. Okay, resolution 7 to 10 are obvious ones, but really do need to be reinforced. So let's start with your toothbrush. Shouldn't we change it a little bit more frequently than many of us do?
Right, and maybe you know, first part of January is the perfect time to do that, is to go ahead and change that toothbrush. And when you do, if you're using one of those old hard or medium bristle brushes, which by now probably looks like it, you know, be good for cleaning the cleats on your
football shoes.
But if you're using a hard or medium bristle brush, stop. Use a soft bristle brush only. They'll clean the plaque actually better. Now, you may not feel like it's cleaning as well, but it is. And it won't damage your gums, and it won't damage your teeth and wear away and carve notches in your teeth like some of these harder toothbrushes do. Moreover, you don't need to use a gigantic 4-inch long slather of toothpaste either. And a little bit less toothpaste, a little less abrasive is also good. Sometimes something just somewhat bigger than a pea size amount is fine.
And we always get the question: what about the manual versus electric?
They both work. They both work. If you feel you have issues, if you think you'd do better with a manual an electric toothbrush, get one. Okay? I have a divided household. My wife uses an electric. I go manual. I've switched back and forth. They both work, but you got to use the elbow grease if you're going to do it manually. If you think you're not going to be able to get it done, then get an electric toothbrush. And there's some great products out there in the marketplace.
Okay. Resolution number 8. Flossing. I know this is one, as an adult, I became really serious about it. As a child, we never did. But tell us the importance of keeping or starting to floss.
Okay, flossing is something that basically your brush is going to get plaque that's on the outside surfaces of your teeth, the biting surfaces. But plaque also accumulates between teeth, and that's one of the places that if you are at greater risk for gum disease, it's going to progress more rapidly. Just getting in there, breaking up that plaque mass regularly keeps it from developing the worst kinds of bacteria. That can help. But by the way, floss isn't the only way. There are other measures. There's little brushes that can go between the teeth. Even toothpicks can be helpful. Here's where it's really important to talk to your hygienist. Say, what's the best way to clean between my teeth? And if you're having trouble using floss, you know, regular just string floss, and by the way, a lot of people do. I'm actually going to acknowledge it. Sometimes it's a challenge for me. I actually now use a floss aid. Get them to show you which ones. Maybe they may even have one to give you to try to get your first one. But get something that'll allow you to do that. Get between and behind those teeth.
And I agree with the floss aid. I know I've become much better at it once I got what I call floss on a stick. It's almost like it's shaped in a horseshoe.
Yep.
You put the floss right on the end of something that looks like a toothbrush. And I know I've been much better since that floss aid. Okay, resolution number 9. This is an obvious one.
Eat less sugar.
And also tell me about the soft drinks.
Well, soft drinks are one of the worst ways to deliver sugar. And because it's liquid, it's also acidic. So that even makes the effect more important. Plus, people are we buy the big gulps and what have you, and you're constantly bathing your teeth in acid and sugar. And that's why this is can be really destructive. So cut back on sodas. Cut back on the sugared sodas if you can. You still want to drink them. By the way, the diet ones aren't innocuous because they're still acidic, even though they don't have the sugar. But try to cut back. If this is an important New Year's resolution, and there's evidence that they are involved in other health problems as well.
And of course, the final obvious one is
stop smoking.
And you should stop smoking for a number of reasons. And I think you have a helpful website that's available for the New Hampshire Tobacco Helpline, which is trytostopnewhampshire.org. Try to stop one word, newhampshire.org.
NH.org, yes.
And, of course, in addition to all the other issues involving with smoking, I think it definitely will exacerbate your oral health. So,
right. In
summary, the 10 resolutions. Understand your risk for oral disease. Have a discussion with your dentist. Learn about gum disease through mydentalscore.com. See your dentist at least once during 2014. Understand dental sealants for your kids. If you have a child under age 3, get them to the dentist. Change your toothbrush. Start or keep flossing. Eat less sugar. Stop smoking. Shannon, you're like better than Santa Claus in terms of imparting this information, and we'll have to have you on again because I know people are interested in more on the saliva study as well as how the new dental school at UNE is doing. And just for the record, it's going well. 64 students, several of whom are New Hampshire residents. Tom Raffia with Dr. Shannon Mills will return next weekend for Northeast Delta Dental Radio.